Just as the campus community was leaving its offices and classrooms to go out into the midday drizzle, a group of community members calling itself the Purdue Social Justice Coalition was preparing to interrupt those midday activities. Emerging from the Purdue Union, several group members walked to nearby State Street and splayed themselves across that busy thoroughfare, forcing campus police to divert traffic. Others held signs with slogans like "Respect Existence" or "Expect Resistance" and "Black Lives Matter." Still others began to chant as the group, a few dozen strong now, started to wend its way through campus.
Purdue can't breathe!
Purdue can't breathe!
That chant is a direct reference to a cell phone video of a man in an altercation with New York police. In the video, as officers restrain him, Eric Garner is heard to repeatedly say, "I can't breathe." He died shortly after being arrested, but a grand jury in Staten Island last week declined to indict the police officer involved. That set off a second round of protests, similar to those that took place after a Ferguson, Missouri grand jury declined to pursue charges against a police officer who shot and killed a black teenager, Michael Brown, there. By the time the group reached the Purdue administration building, the rain had picked up and the throng had been thinned a bit by the weather. But a couple dozen protesters marched to the president's office on the second floor, where University Vice President for Public Affairs Julie Griffith heard their concerns.
Are we perfect? No. Do we strive to get better? Yes. We'll continue to try to do that. It's important to do that in all of our lives. These are new to me. They're new to the president. We acknowledge them. We'll work on them.
That answer, though, did not seem to please some of the protesters, who became more vociferous in their arguments and began at some points to raise their voices. Jubin Rahatzad is a PhD student in curriculum studies.
Racism is a big concern for us in our community here. And the reason we feel this way is that institutional, like waffling or silence, is complicit in supporting racism. And many of us feel, I feel the same way. We're very passionate. We've had enough.
Raisha Jackson, who's pursuing a bachelor's degree in health and kinesiology, chided the administration for what she sees as a lack of oversight.
The fact that you don't know if there's an issue in Lafayette, and you don't know if there's an issue on campus until today, until we made it an issue, that makes that very incredibly unsafe for us.
But then Purdue Vice Provost for Diversity, Christine Taylor, stepped out of the crowd that had assembled inside and outside of the president's office.
In my role, I don't want you to think that we are numb to, and I personally cannot be numb to. I have nephews, I have brothers, I have great nephews, and I have all of you. We're not numb to this issue and are beginning to work on this, and I applaud you for getting involved in the conversation, because we began this at the very beginning of the semester, because not knowing how it was going to go, but recognizing it was a justice issue that wasn't just about that black man, but it was a justice issue about everybody in the United States.
As the conversation progressed, the protesters began to give ever more detailed examples of the racism they feel is not addressed. The group's leader, Anthony Ramos, says it's not uncommon to have epithets, or worse, flung at him from passing vehicles.
It is known that you have to prep your friends to get used to getting screamed at from cars. You used to get things thrown at you. I had a banana thrown at me once. I don't know how many times I've been cursed at. That's just from the car, right? That's what they do when they're driving by in the car.
Those situations, whether that be in West Lafayette or anywhere in this country, are definitely intolerable.
West Lafayette Mayor John Dennis says the city convenes a human relations commission to deal with issues of discrimination of any sort, but he says it's not a group that fields many complaints.
To be completely honest, we really haven't had that high volume of complaints. We've had, in my tenure here, and I'm about ready to start my eighth year, we've only had about a handful of complaints.
At more than one moment during Monday's conversation in the president's office, it felt like the simmering feelings might boil over. But Vice Provost Taylor worked to align herself with the protesters, themselves a multiracial mixture of members of the community, and to show them that she was not immune to those same sorts of behaviors they were describing.
I'm a member of this community as well. I have felt those things. Let's don't get it twisted. Just because I work in Hubdi, that means nothing. Because in Lafayette, in West Lafayette, I'm black.
Purdue President Mitch Daniels was on campus, but not in his office when the protesters arrived. Griffith and Taylor did promise to bring the marchers' complaints to him. For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.